You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, boy, had a busy weekend. I know Game of Thrones was on. Oh, I love that show. I'm not allowed to talk about Game of Thrones because apparently there's a lot of people in the studio that have not been able to see the Game of Thrones yet. You know, but you know what's amazing is, you know, whenever you have first season of anything, it's always really intimidating for these shows because, you know, they don't know if people are going to like it. You know, like the star, was it Sean Bean? Is that, you know, the main star gets killed off in the first season. Sorry if I ruined that for you, but we're talking seasons ago, okay? I mean, if you're really that behind, then you deserve to, you know, be upset by the spoilers. Right? You know, so a lot of us were like, no way, we're not going to watch, etc. But, you know, it's funny. As you're watching now, you know, later, deeper in the season, once you have people hooked, you can just have somebody show a facial expression on a preview, and everybody be like, oh, my gosh, exciting. Isn't it amazing how once you get that momentum, you could almost do anything? You know, I watch some of these shows that have been around for years, and, you know, as a first-timer, I'm looking at it going, oh, you know, these shows stink, right? And then you know, you hear people are like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait. Why can't you wait? Because of momentum. We're not going to talk about that today, but, you know, how to kind of grab that momentum so that you can do no wrong. Now, realize, after a while, the momentum wears off, right? We're starting to see that with a lot of TV shows. We're starting to see that with a lot of stars, right? We're now, just because they're in a movie, it doesn't mean you're going to go run and see it, okay? You know, like Julia Roberts. Remember, a bunch of ladies are like, oh, my gosh, the Julia Roberts movie, I have to go and see it. I was never a big Julia Roberts fan, even though I think she's a great actress. I think she's a phenomenal actress. Should have gotten an Oscar for Steel Magnolias if she didn't. Very good actress. It's just I don't want to see chick flicks, okay? I like to see more guy movies. I'm really excited about Captain America. I got to see that one. And I think there's another X-Men. I still haven't seen The Lone Survivor, so I like seeing more of those movies. I don't really like seeing the chick flicks. But I got to tell you, if there's ever a movie with Mark Wahlberg, with Viggo Mortensen, with, well, Channing Tatum is tough because Channing Tatum, they put him in the chick flick movies, and I don't really like a lot of those movies. Like Magic Mike, oh, come on. Please. Really? Really? Magic Mike? I know, one of my friends was like, why isn't this in 3D? But let me see, who's a star where no matter what, I'm going to see the movie just because he's the star, and it's usually, you know, Kevin Costner's kind of one of those people where you know it's going to be a good movie. I understand Robin Hood had some issues, but still, for the most part, Untouchables was good, right? Oh, I'm trying to think. There's just one actor where no matter what, I'm going to drop everything. Oh, probably Michael Fassbender. Yeah, exactly, exactly. All right, so enough said. We need to talk about a couple things. Apparently, there's a gentleman who, in the name of science, decided to have bees sting him everywhere, including his wee-wee. And so I guess we have the list of the most painful areas to get stung by a bee. And, of course, I'll tell you what to do for a bee sting. Many of you that are at risk for melanoma, you're at higher death risk if you live alone. Obviously makes sense, right? But we'll talk about that. Then there is a DNA test that may tell you if your prostate cancer is coming back. Rather than you having to go through all those painful biopsies, this could be pretty cool. All right, we're going to talk about that. Then many of us live in areas where there's a lot of diesel. And emissions from diesel. They're now saying that these emissions from diesel can actually damage children's brain and increase the risk of autism and schizophrenia. Alright, now that's kind of concerning since many of us are around some major issues. And then they say they have these things called weight loss implants that are supposed to help us with obesity. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, this headline caught my eye because, you know, right now everybody's trying to figure out how not to go to the doctor to save money, as if us doctors are the real cause of this whole healthcare issue, okay? My visit, trust me, that's not the issue. What's the issue? Well, okay, we're not going to go into that. But anyway, I saw this headline in Fox News that says, online blood work, no doctor's visit required. Now, for some of you, you already know what I'm talking about this here, okay? Where you're able to get your blood work and stuff online. We're going to talk about that. I believe there's supposed to be a law that's going to be passed allowing you to access your lab results. Now, by the way, I think that's extremely important to be able to access your results. And we're also going to talk about what this other reporter Fox News is talking about. So I want you guys to be able to have your access. This is your property. You spend $500 on blood work. Right? I mean, that should be your property. You should be able to put that in your closet next to your coach bag. Okay? That is property. But then on the other hand, many of you guys don't know how the hell to interpret your results. That's why we doctors, get paid the little bucks. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, extremely busy day. Please don't call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Really quickly here, the health fair was a success. Absolutely. We did great. United Blood Services got about 16 pints of blood. A lot of people that wanted to donate were able to qualify, so that worked out really, really good. And we're going to probably have United Blood Services come on one day just to kind of review with you guys how you qualify and how you don't. But it was good. I mean, you know, for any of you guys that want to put on a health fair, I would suggest you do it. Just, you know, make sure you realize that it's really, really exhausting. We actually raised probably, I'm trying to think, over $2,200 for kids with blood cancer. That was at a health fair. Health fairs usually don't make money. You're not supposed to make money at a health fair. Health fairs are just to kind of, you know, let the community, you know, get free blood pressure checks and things like that. But in this particular case, we were raising money and people came by and they donated. That was a lot of money. So we're really, really happy about that. For those of you that do want to help kids with blood cancer, you can go to my website at drdahlia.com. Follow the link for helping kids fight blood cancer and donate whatever you can, whether it's $5, $10, $20, anything you could donate. Please, please, please. This really helps these kids pay their medical bills. 1-877-DOCDALI. Bee stings on the wee-wee. What do you do? Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. All right, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, you know what? In the name of science, I have to admit, I really commend any of you guys that are doing research for science, okay? But then you got this guy here, okay? He's a Cornell University student that had subjected himself to several bee stings a day to his face, arms, and genitals to map out what section of the body was most sensitive to bee stings. I know. Yeah, in the name of science. Sounds like this guy has definitely some sort of Munchausen or syndrome where you like kind of hurting yourself. Michael Smith, okay, found that although stings to his penis and testicles were uncomfortable, the worst place for a bee sting was actually his nostril. And we'll talk about the top 10 areas, right, of pain, okay? He chose 25 locations on his body to measure the level of pain. He then held a bee to those areas and allowed it to sting him. Thank heavens there's no video of this. I guess, like all scientific studies, he had to repeat his experiment several times. So over the course of 38 days, he administered 5 stings a day. I urge you all, especially some of you kids trying to figure out a quick science fair project, do not do this at home. Each body part was stung 3 times during the experiment, and the pain level was given a mark out of 10. Very scientific, very subjective here. Because the experiment needed a control, he also had to let a bee sting his forearm at the start and end of each day's research, so then he could tell what hurt more. His research apparently did have some issues because he had some difficulty trying to maneuver a bee around the testicles and his scrotum area. Yeah, but he was able to get it down there. He said some locations required the use of a mirror and an erect posture during stinging, like his buttocks, he said. All right. And he said the results were surprising. He said the bee stings to his genitals were painful. They really were painful, but it wasn't the worst place to be stung. He said there's definitely no crossing of wires of pleasure and pain down there, but if you're stung in the nose and penis, you're going to want more stings to the penis over the nose if you're forced to choose. This was him telling National Geographic. I tell you, oh, now I am looking at the pictures. Oh, Lord have mercy. Do not let your kids look at these pictures. Oh, boy. I mean, it's not pictures of him, but okay. Don't look. Okay, so, oh, I guess he wanted to do his eyes. And his supervisor, Tom Seeley, talked him out of stinging to the eyes. Thank heavens. He was concerned that he could go blind and not finish the study. And it's all about finishing the study. Apparently, while studying at molecular biology at Princeton, he founded the Princeton University Bee Team, which has led to a creation of 2 hives. There's the A team and there's the B team, right? There are 2 beehives on the university campus. Oh, there would be no way I would even walk near that. Oh my gosh, if I knew there was a beehive, Nelly. He also runs the College Beekeeper Group, which advises students on how to get hives up and running. Why would you guys do that, really? You know, it's so easy to just go to the grocery store and buy your own honey. Okay, do you really need to harbor bees? Okay, didn't anybody learn you don't bug the bees? You don't bug the bees because the bees will bug you. Okay. All right, now, right now he is planning no further research into bee stings, okay? Did he have any anaphylaxis? No, thank heavens. But, you know, for many of us, we cannot tolerate bee stings. If we do, we'll die. I've gotten stung by a bee, so now I'm very, very nervous about the next one. See, if you've never been stung by a bee, you're probably not going to have the anaphylaxis yet, because anaphylaxis happens when your body's immune system decides to go crazy when it sees something it's allergic to. Well, if the body hasn't built up antibodies yet to something, you're not going to technically react yet, unless you were stung by a bee and you forgot about it. Me, there's no way to forget. I stepped on one that was on the beach, and boy, did that hurt. I was screaming and cussing, and there was like all these kids around, and it was really kind of embarrassing. I didn't want, you know, all the parents were covering their ears, but we were supposed to be learning how to snorkel, and I stepped on a bee. It was so bad. Oh, my. Anyway, it hurt. So I was going to say bottom of the feet. Okay, but let's just quickly review where the most painful are and then what to do with the bee sting. So most painful was nostril, then was upper lip, then 3 was penis, 4 was scrotum, 5 was the palm of your hand, 6 was cheek, 7 was armpit, 8 was nipple. Oh my gosh, did he, what? 9 was middle finger tip, and 10 was abdomen. Now some of you are like, well, what the heck does this have to do with science? Well, you know, think about it, okay? Look at this. Many of you guys will prick your middle finger for your diabetes check. You know, I've talked to some of you guys about this. Many of you guys do not like to check your blood sugar because when you prick your finger, you usually use your middle finger. Now, it's probably because you think you don't really need the middle finger much when you grip or whatever. I drive a lot, so I'm using that middle finger all the time. So I'm wondering if somebody should actually, not with bee stings and genitals, but should actually do a test where you look at how painful it is to check your blood sugar. Now, hopefully by the time the study is finished, you know, we already have something that's very similar to pulse oximetry that's used widespread, where they could just read the sugar through the finger. Okay, that would be pretty nice if they could do that. But in the meantime, it would be nice to show people, you know what, if you do your ring finger, it's not as painful. If you do your index finger, not as painful. But most of you guys do the middle finger tip of that. Okay, so whenever you get stung by a bee, they say move the stinger. They said take a tweezers, scrape the area. Don't just take it out. Get that stinger out. Then what you need to do is you need to control the swelling. Okay? So whenever you get a bee sting, you want to ice it down. Remember, you're worried about the inflammatory reaction, the immune response. So you take out the stinger, and then you immediately put ice. What I would also immediately do is make sure you have the phone around in case you have to call 911. Because if you do start to have anaphylactic reaction, that could happen within seconds, minutes, etc. Alright? If any of you do have a known bee sting allergy, make sure you have an EpiPen close by. Okay, and we'll talk about the anaphylaxis. Sometimes we recommend you can take some ibuprofen or some acetaminophen for pain relief. We make sure that you have your tetanus up to date. You want to make sure you get your tetanus shots. One of you had asked me a few months ago about home remedies for bee stings. You're not allergic, you said, which, again, we'll talk about also. And what could you use? Toothpaste. Yeah, I've heard of toothpaste. I've heard of toothpaste, like Colgate toothpaste for bee stings. That also works really well for mosquito bites so you don't scratch. Those seem to do pretty well. Now, keep in mind, they're not sterile. I'm, as a doctor, not supposed to tell you to put toothpaste on things because your toothpaste isn't sterile. However, I do understand that it's kind of a camping remedy that a lot of you guys use. And bravo, okay, bravo for, going camping. Okay, I think that's pretty cool. Okay, and then some of you guys do like the baking soda, meat tenderizer thing. I guess meat tenderizer has this enzyme called papain. And what that does is supposedly it's supposed to break down toxins of bee venom. I don't know much about that, all right? But I know they talk about using the papain on WikiHow. Apply it for 20, 30 minutes or whatever. You can reapply every few hours. I'm a big fan of the calamine lotion. The calamine lotion that we use for chicken pox is great. If you don't want to be, covered in pink, you could go and get Caladryl. That's clear. Caladryl also has that little bit of Benadryl in it. There's a little bit of an analgesic component, even though it's antihistamine properties. A lot of you will start putting steroid creams on there. Here's the thing. The steroid creams won't work quickly. All right, so steroid creams, you need to realize that that's just to prevent long-term inflammation from the bee sting. Some of you guys have used honey. I don't know much about honey working, but if you say honey works, it's definitely worth a try. There's also like these little benzocaine sticks. Whenever we would go camping for mosquito bites, I would definitely bring those benzocaine sticks. Those are nice because that seems to help. Some of you guys have used roll-on deodorant. Apparently the roll-on deodorant, onion has helped, putting onion on there or potato. I remember my mom putting potato on us when we would get bit by a mosquito or something. But those things seem to help. Now, where I'm worried about, though, is the anaphylaxis, okay? You could react the second time, the 22nd time, the 200nd time. So I want everybody to assume they're allergic to bee stings until proven otherwise. Just because you had a bee sting and you were fine does not mean that you're not at risk. So really quickly, we'll go over anaphylactic when we come back and then hit more medical news. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, the best thing to do to, if you're worried about anaphylaxis is try to avoid bee stings to begin with. We're talking about bee stings after this one guy decides to let himself get stung multiple times just to tell us that it's more painful to get stung on your nose than on your genitals. But to prevent bee stings, we always recommend try to avoid these brightly colored clothes or flower print. Okay, now in the 70s, everything had a daisy on it, right? Everything was orange, pink, yellow, and flowers. That was like the 60s and the 70s. So, I mean, bees were always coming up to me as a kid. And, you know, parents like to dress their kids in brightly colored clothes so that we could spot them. I mean, if you go, you know, even in Disneyland, we would put the kids in the same colored shirt. Well, now we put the kids in the Dr. Dahlia shirt because, you know, it's free advertising, right? Walk around with our t-shirt that says Dr. Dahlia Show. And, you know, here's our thousands of people in Disneyland. So usually I make my kids wear my Dr. Dahlia Show t-shirt. Okay, but it's dark blue and it blends, so it's hard for them to stand out. But when they were younger, we had them in bright green, bright yellow, and the bees go up to that. They also say avoid fragrances or cosmetics with floral scents. So a lot of us, like you know, some of these perfumes, oh my gosh, I mean, they're so flowery and whatever. No, you know, just stink a little bit. Although mosquitoes love stink, and that's a problem. They say make sure you're very careful with the sweets. Okay, bees a lot of times will fly into a sweet drink, and then when you take a sip, they get your mouth and they get your upper lip. So that's very concerning. Children'sHospital.org also says if you're going into a field where there's likely going to be bees, make sure you aren't wearing flip-flops. Make sure you're wearing something that's going to cover the whole foot. Wear long pants. If there are bees around you, you don't want to run. Okay, standing still will keep the bees calm, and most likely they'll fly away. If a bee lands on you, it's not that they want to sting, okay? If the bee is landing on you and trying to figure out what to do, okay, just very calmly. Now, many times I have smacked bees on me. I mean, if you could be faster than the bee, and you could smack him, then, you know, that's pretty cool. But if you don't think you're going to be that lucky, I would just say, okay, see if he flies off. If he doesn't fly off, smack him. Now, you will not outrun a bee. The big mistake, okay, I'm sorry, I remember my mom running from a bee. I thought it was hilarious. I saw my mom run from snakes, scorpions, and bees growing up. Now, remember, my mom, you know, now she's older, thank God, you know, and she's healthy and alive, but she was a real formidable force. And so seeing somebody like my mom, who I was scared of, I was more scared of my mom than God. I mean, that's how scared I was of her, right? Seeing her run from a bee, and you know how you guys run from a bee where you cover up your ear and your head, right? You run with your hand. By the way, if you're ever trying to run, you know, don't run with your hands by your head. Run. You need your arms to run. You guys can't run fast when your arm is trying to. Now, if you want to run and have your arms waving like crazy, that may help some of your speed if you're trying to flee a bee. But when you're trying to run covering up your heads, no. Now, a lot of you are like, you know, my gosh, you know, I'm going to go through anaphylactic shock. It's really rare. It only really occurs with maybe 1% of bee stings. People are getting stung all the time. Okay? But it just, I can't stand it when many of you guys think, okay, I don't need to prepare you know, protect myself, because I've been stung before multiple times. You're probably okay, that's right, but it'll always be the final straw that does it. Signs of anaphylactic shock or allergic reaction would be rapid pulse, difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, throat, mouth. Some of you will start getting itchy in the back of the throat. Call 911. If you start feeling itchy in the back of your throat, call 911. They'll be cool, okay? If you start to wheeze, have difficulty swallowing, if you're starting to feel like your blood pressure is dropping, you could be dizzy. I mean, unfortunately, you can go into shock. You could go into a coma. I mean, it's some pretty scary stuff. All right. Now, hives can also be an early precursor of going into full-blown anaphylaxis. Of course, the EpiPens are what we turn to. Now, these EpiPens, they're kind of nice. They have epinephrine in them, and they're very easy to administer. You stab yourself in the thigh with it. Again, talk to your doctor about how to apply the EpiPen. I don't want everybody stabbing each other with EpiPens just because somebody got a little mosquito bite and you guys think it's a bee sting. Okay? And again, talk to 911. They will talk you through this, okay? Everybody thinks, oh my gosh, with 911, I have to call. You do not have to hang up with 911. They could be there on the phone, and they could talk you through these things, okay? Also, hospital ERs can also talk you through, okay? We are trained to help you guys over the phone, although make sure the ambulance is still on its way. Because even if you administer the epinephrine, I don't want you just going back and, you know, going to the movies afterwards. Somebody needs to be with you and watch you for about 24 hours, okay? Alright, I think we covered that, fully. Alright, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Whew, I'm really being thorough today. I like that. Okay. You know, this was kind of sad. Mickey Rooney had passed, age 93. I remember about a week or two ago, we were talking about, I don't know which star we were talking about, but really, Mickey Rooney's still alive? He had, I guess, hundreds of films, an eight-decade career. He was, I can't even think. I mean, there was, like, movies. I think his first role was back in the 1920s, Not to Be Trusted was the movie. And he was smoking in that movie at age 6. Then he was signed at age 14 to MGM. He worked very closely with Judy Garland. All right, and then I guess he was also in Broadway, et cetera. I guess he had 8 marriages, Ava Garden, Jan Chamberlain, et cetera, a variety of women in between. But he was born as Joseph Yule Jr. back in Brooklyn, 1920. Parents were vaudevillian, right? They did vaudeville. And I guess he started getting into the act by the age of 18 months. Amazing. Amazing career. Mickey Rooney passes at age 93. All right. Melanoma. Okay. Melanoma. This is a very, very scary thing. Many of us are freaked out about that. And then this report comes out saying men who live alone are going to be at increased risk of dying from melanoma. Obviously, because you don't have somebody there on mole patrol. You always need somebody on mole patrol, even if you're not married, even if you're not living with somebody. Have somebody do mole patrol, even if it's at work. Researchers assess the risk of dying from melanoma among more than 27,000 people in Sweden who were diagnosed with one of the most scary forms of skin cancer out there. They watched these people from 1990 to 2007. They said single men of all ages were more likely to die from the disease than their parents, partly because it finally got diagnosed later. Okay? When you have, God forbid, a dysplastic mole, you need to catch it early when there's the dysplasia. You can't wait till it's advanced. For women, it didn't matter if they were single or not. Okay? Now, women are a lot more scrutinous, right? And use more scrutiny, right, on things on their body. Oh, I got a spot. Oh, I got this. Oh, I got this. Again, there's a lot of us women, not to stereotype, we're like, oh, yeah, we always say that. We go, oh, you know, okay. And men don't really do, oh, men don't do that, okay. You know, men are like, right? Do you ever hear women go, No. See, men are like, but women are like, oh. So you're like, oh my gosh, there's a mole. So that's, you know, yeah. So, and my kids do that too. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, brush your teeth, you're going to get a cavity. And yet, you know, if I had a daughter, she'd be like, oh, see, try it in your house. The versus the oh. Anyway, make sure that if you are single, somebody's doing mole patrol. If not, just go to your doctor, your dermatologist, and get a once a year skin cancer screen. Remember the A, B, C, D, E's, and F's. A is an asymmetric mole, not symmetrical. B is a funny border. C is multiple colors. D is a big diameter, greater than a centimeter. E is elevated, and F is for fast. Is it growing fast? Or F is what you say when you figure out you have a melanoma. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And please don't, you know, tell your friends what happened on Game of Thrones, because a lot of them did not get to watch it. And even though I really, really want to talk about Game of Thrones because I thought it was really, really good, it was actually excellent, excellent. Okay, it's really hard to keep my mouth shut this long. Remember, we are raising money for kids with blood cancer. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com to do that. I'm asking all my listeners to pay $5, not to pay $5, but to donate $5. You will get a receipt from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for your taxes. Obviously, it would be for next tax season. Oh, my gosh. I haven't even finished my taxes. I so need an extension. It's not even funny. Oh, my gosh, man. Who needs that stress? It's already April. Right? Is it April 15th or April 16th? I think April 15th. Oh my gosh, it's coming up. Ah! Alright, but anyway, if you donate $5, $10, whatever, $200, please, please, please do so at my website at drdahlia.com. It links you into the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, a phenomenal charity, and they'll send you an immediate email for your tax purposes. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ryan writes, Doctor, I've had two precancerous moles removed from my back, and my brother last year was diagnosed with melanoma. Should I get all the moles removed? I have hundreds on my body. All right, you know what's funny? Once I had a little mole that ended up being dysplastic, I started to panic also, and I told my husband I gotta go. I was like, you know what? I just gotta cut off every single mole. And then, you know, my son has this big, huge mole on his back that he's had since birth. Just because you've had a mole since birth doesn't mean that can't later turn cancerous. And, oh, I want to cut that sucker out. I mean, I would numb him up first, of course. But, boy, would I want to get that mole just off of him, because it's right there on the back. Boys like being shirtless a lot, you know, running around on the beach, hanging out with the babes. And I got to tell you, that mole is going to absorb the sun. I am freaked out. Really, I should just wait till he's asleep, numb him up, and scoop it out. It's scoopable. It's like one of those things where you could just, oh, my gosh. Anyway, God forbid, but because he won't go to a doctor later. You know, my kids, after growing up with me, hate doctors. Even though we're all buddies and whenever I take them to the doctor, they're all kind of nice and joke around with them. My kids are so damn sick of rectal exams and all that. I'm joking. You know, anyway, they're sick of it, so I won't be able to get them to do what they need to do. So, I mean, here's the thing. If there is melanoma in the family, okay, I don't want you diagnosing your own moles. You've got to see a dermatologist. And I know exactly the back or the trunk you're talking about. I know you guys are very spotty, okay? And those are the ones that I get very, very nervous. You're fair-skinned and you got tons of moles and spots all over the place. Well, no, doctors don't sit there and cut each and every one out. But anyone that starts to look funny, yeah, we'll scoop out. We will, if it starts to look funny. Now, some of them will watch, some of them will measure, and we'll watch to see if they're growing, etc. But for the most part, if they start to look star-shaped is a biggie. If you have anything that appears to be star-shaped or fuzzy-looking around the edges, you know, we talk about border all the time with moles when we talk about the ABCDEs and Fs of moles. A is asymmetry, where one side is not equal than the other. Like a freckle is a nice circle. But if you have something that isn't a geometric shape, nothing you want to remember from geometry class, circular in terms of, although something trapezoid looking, as far as I'm concerned, is cancerous. So you got a trapezoid or a rhomboid, get that sucker off of you. But anyway, going back to circles, something's a nice, cute circle. You know, that's symmetry. But if you have one side kind of weird, then the other, that's asymmetry. When we talk about borders, I tell people to look for star-shaped, irregular bordered, or even fuzzy. Okay, I have a mole right now where one of the borders is looking kind of fuzzy. I know, I got my syringe all ready to numb that sucker up, and I got a steak knife ready to scoop it. No, I'm going to go to the dermatologist, of course. But those are ones that have to get looked at. C, we talked about the color, where if there's multiple colors to it, I don't want you going, well, it's dark, you know, or it's light, you know. So I don't rate it on the lightness or whatever. Rate it on the variances of the color, okay? And then, of course, looking at the diameter. Now, some of us get those big seborrheic keratoses, those big, huge, placky-like moles that seem to violate the ABCDE rule. Those are big moles. Still have your doctor take a peek at it, or your medical provider take a peek at it, of course. But if you have a mole that appears to be, I mean, you could actually fill it up with a pencil eraser, that's a problem. Get that looked at. And then, of course, elevated. Once the mole starts to go up and have some elevation to it, you know, that freaked me out. Yeah, I'm going to be talking about my mole all the time. I'm really scared, because that could have been melanoma. And it was right on the arm. You know, a lot of women get it on the right arm, because if they're the passenger of the car, men a lot of times get it on their left side. Yeah, so it's kind of spooky stuff. I'm still spooked out by that. But no, you can't just go and take off all your moles. I mean, I suppose you could in theory, but it's not practical. Okay, just make sure you are in the very, very good hands of a dermatologist that is watching, because that stuff is pretty scary. And again, I'm sorry that your brother is battling melanoma. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's this new DNA test that could identify prostate cancer patients who are at high risk for return of their cancer. The test uses DNA from tissue samples taken before the patients undergo surgery or radiation therapy for their cancer. The test is about 80% accurate in predicting which men will have a high or low risk of their cancer returning within 2 years. Now, I'm sorry, I'm having microphone problems here. I feel like a little bit of a, you guys hear that? Kind of feels like popcorn? Or it sounds like popcorn? I'm getting hungry. I hear popcorn. Anyway, the findings were at they're scheduled for presentation Saturday at the meeting of the European Society for Radiotherapy and Oncology in Vienna. So for those of you that think you could get a quick flight out to Vienna for this presentation, you might as well do it. Now, they say surgery and targeted radiation therapy are, of course, the main treatments for cancer that appears to be confined in the prostate, but cancer returns 30 to 50% of patients because it spread outside and it was undetected during initial treatment. So, men who fail treatment within 2 years may be at the highest risk of dying from prostate cancer. They say existing methods right now for identifying these high-risk patients are imperfect, so new tests are required. Then these men could maybe be offered maybe some chemo or some hormone therapy or something that could maybe deal with the non-localized treatments. I don't want to go into the study too much, but, you know, it would be kind of nice to know what you got before you go into it, so I understand that, you know. There's still a lot of controversy of getting prostate cancer treated. Prostate cancer treatment could be, just the biopsy alone, could be pretty barbaric, and then going through the treatment. You men, I don't know how you do it. With women it's rough, but, you know, worst case scenario, we could get the bilateral mastectomy and be able to breathe a little easier. But with, you know, men, do you just remove the prostate? Do you just take it out and then not have sexual function? It's scary either way. I wouldn't want to be dealing with, any of those, but it's scary. Having already had a couple cancer scares, the hair on the back of my neck just kind of light up. But anyway, stiffen up. All right, but let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Emissions from diesel can damage kids' brains, they say. The nitrogen dioxide causes damage in the lungs and the throat. Now they're saying these could be linked to autism. Apparently the research was done on autistic babies in California. Alright? They say the nitrogen dioxide, alright, can cause schizophrenia, autism in children that live near busy roads. Long-term exposure to the fumes changes the way that the child's brain develops. So we are talking about post-birth environmental trigger of autism. Don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome, the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.